Continuing with, I guess we can call this a turning of the page in our little spot of the world. Since we, this past week, saw the departure of Donald Trump, the arrival of President Joe Biden. Just some random things that I jotted down over the past few days. A study found that social media chatter about election fraud dropped by 73% after Donald Trump and a handful of others got kicked to the curb by the social media companies. Well, it doesn't mean the chatter's been eliminated. Trumpers posting on Facebook on the group, what was the one I saw? Donald Trump for President. I think that's actually still up, by the way. This was the day before the Biden-Harris inauguration. They were still at it. Saw posts like, troops are there under orders from Trump to take Biden, Pelosi, and Schumer into custody. Military mission will be engaged by the troops to avenge the election steal. Trump was going to notify the nation when it's over. Then he's back in control via the EAS system. What were some of the other things they were posting the day before the, using obscure podcasts like sources for news about Trump taking the White House back. This is pretty detailed. Military will be in charge for about 6 weeks under martial law, during which military tribunals of Biden, Pelosi, Schumer, and Dominion officials will be held. Mike Lindell might have posted that one. I'm not sure. Only the current president can call in troops, since that was Trump. They were there under his orders direction. They were using a lot of quotes from the Bible. Most common one I saw was from 2 Chronicles 7:14 that declares how God will respond when we approach him humble and praying. They had people on this group saying they were treating Trump the same way the people treated Jesus. God will deliver us. That was another one. How'd it all work out, boys and girls? And no, God was not in on the conspiracy. Speaking of conspiracies, if you're wondering how QAnon followers have been dealing with this, and not well, QAnon followers believe that the military, as I mentioned, that was one of the posts, would arrest President Biden and other Democrats, and Trump would get installed for a second term. Some believers, they clung to the notion that Trump would remain a shadow president. Some were even bouncing off the wall saying the inaugural ceremony was computer generated. Or some even said Biden was Q, who was purportedly a government insider posting cryptic clues about the conspiracy. But there are others, hopefully a significant number, who have woken up to reality and they're walking away from QAnon. They're just flat out saying that they've been had. They got sold a bill of goods. However, on the more serious side, seeing this, Nazi groups, Proud Boys, other racist, white supremacist groups, they're throwing out their filthy welcome mats for the now disillusioned QAnon people to come on over to their darkness. Well, here's the reality. We landed Americans on the moon. Elvis is really dead. And Donald Trump lost the 2020 election. I mentioned Mike Lindell before, MyPillow CEO. He's been still making claims about the election fraud. So because of that, a growing number of retail outlets are now saying, not MyPillow. They're removing his products from their stores. As that's going on, Dominion's threatening to sue Lindell for making false claims about their voting equipment. And what's Pillow Boy got to say? Bring it. He wants them to sue because when they do, he'll be able to prove that Trump won the election by 11 million votes. Mikey has proof, apparently. Why do you need to get sued? Show your cards now, Mike. See what you got. And it's times like this I really miss. Remember Chris Farley, the comedian, on Saturday Night Live and then movies with David Spade? Now, get this mental imagine the impression of Mike Lindell that Chris Farley would pull off. We were given a preview of what new was to come on Tuesday night with the Glowing Light Memorial, honoring the now over 400,000 lives lost to the coronavirus and President Biden's words of compassion and empathy for those lives lost. In his inauguration speech, President Biden didn't speak like a king would, dictating, but instead as the servant of all Americans, which in fact he is. He called for and promised unity and communication, considering how that's the political school President Biden is from. And when we add to that how Senators Schumer and McConnell are at least trying to set up a power-sharing agreement, those on the far right who hope for resistance, those on the far left who expected the red carpet, have something in common. Got a feeling both those sides of the political spectrum are going to be disappointed. President Biden spoke strongly about the need for unity, as I said, and I studied the comments Trump supporters made as a response to that call, and it calls me to say something to those dedicated slash addicted Trump supporters that unity requires listening, not just talking. So if you insist on mirroring your idol, then you're making unity that much more challenging. I'm assuming you saw the limo that President Biden rode in on Wednesday, which had as its license plate the number 46. Well, did you know that the Biden inaugural committee had a plan B regarding that license plate? A plate with number 47 on it. Why? Well, just in case. For whatever reason, Mike Pence had to serve as president even for a day. That would have made Pence technically number 46, thereby making Joe Biden number 47. I know there are some people who are doubting that we have anything to show unity about that President Biden is calling for. Well, what about the coronavirus and vaccine? There's a nice starting point. Of course, for those who still dismiss the virus, you can just stay out of the way, go sit in the corner,